Hello.
Hello, this is Will from Opinion Research. This is not a sales call. We're calling to conduct an opinion poll about issues and elections in the area of Texas. Again, this is not a sales call. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Thank you so much. When it comes to politics, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you so much. There is a Democratic primary election coming up in March for U.S. Senate between Congress Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz, and for local offices like state legislature. Will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary? Probably vote, or you'll wait until November?
Probably vote.
Probably vote. Thank you so much. Next, tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people or organizations. Here's the first one. Clay Jenkins, do you feel very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable about him?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. What about Colin Allred?
You said very, and then...
Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. What about Roland Gutierrez?
I honestly don't know that much about him.
Okay. What about Ron Kirk?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. What about Joe Biden?
Very favorable.
Thank you. What about Planned Parenthood?
Very favorable.
Thank you. What about Victoria Criado?
Don't know much about her.
Okay. What about Elizabeth Ginsburg?
Same.
Okay. What about Nathan Johnson?
Same.
Okay. Thank you. Next. In a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Jasmine Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg, will you vote for if you had to choose today?
I'm sorry. I don't know much about either of them, so I couldn't say.
Okay. Which of the following five issues do you care about the most, or which one is most important for you? Abortion, education, local control, voting rights, or guns?
Abortion.
Okay, thank you. Which one is the second most important issue? Education, local control, voting rights, or guns?
Education.
Thank you so much. In general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of the Texas State House do you prefer? One with the most liberal positions on issues who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party, or one who has the best shot at beating Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer by running a strong and well-funded campaign that emphasizes democratic values but also appeals to independents and crossover voters with a pro-jobs, business-friendly message?
The latter.
Okay. Thank you. Next, rate if each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas State House, Jasmine Simon, leads you to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or it doesn't impact your opinion. Jasmine is a self-made success, the child of immigrant parents who knows the value of hard work and giving others a shot at living the American dream. Will you definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or it doesn't impact your opinion?
It doesn't impact my opinion.
Okay. Jasmine will be a strong voice in Austin to address the neglected fentanyl epidemic killing thousands of Texans. That makes you definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or it doesn't make any impact?
That doesn't make any impact.
Okay. Jasmine will work to pass common sense gun reforms like raising the age to purchase assault weapons and expanding mental health background checks. definitely vote, probably vote, or it doesn't make no impact?
Probably vote.
Okay, thank you. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorses Jasmine Simon because she's a fighter with broad appeal that Democrats need to defeat Morgan Meyer in November. Definitely vote, probably vote, or it doesn't make no impact?
No impact.
Okay, thank you. Jasmine is running because she believes Texas politics is too extreme and needs to change. This starts by flipping this House seat blue with Jasmine Simon's common sense problem-solving approach. Definitely vote, probably vote, or it doesn't make no impact?
Probably vote.
Thank you. In Austin, Jasmine will stand up for local control to keep big government out of our local communities. Definitely vote, probably vote, or it doesn't make no impact?
Doesn't make an impact.
Okay. Jasmine and her husband have raised their three children in the Park Cities. Definitely vote, probably vote, or it doesn't make no impact?
No impact.
Okay. Jasmine Simon is running to end a Republican's extreme ban on abortion that puts doctors in prison for performing life-saving procedures even when a woman's life is in danger. Definitely vote, probably vote, or it doesn't make no impact?
Definitely vote.
Okay, thank you. Jasmine Simon is a successful partner at one of the country's largest law firms with a history of using her time and talent to protect voting rights and helping people seek a path to legal immigration. Definitely vote, probably vote, or it doesn't make no impact?
Probably vote.
Thank you. Jasmine Simon puts her money where her heart is, including long-term support for animal welfare charities like the World Wildlife Fund, ASPCA, and Operation Kindness Dog Rescue, where she adopted her current dog, Jake and Gracie. Definitely vote, probably vote, or just no impact. Okay, thank you. Jasmine Simon will use her problem-solving skills as a successful negotiator and courtroom lawyer to stop private school vouchers and fight for the Democratic plan to lower property taxes while fully funding that state's obligation to public education. Definitely vote, probably vote, or makes no impact.
Probably.
Okay, thank you. Jasmine Simon is a business-minded Democrat running because Governor Abbott and the Republican supermajority are putting the Texas economy at risk with their cultural war against women's freedoms, denying factual racial history, and targeting the LGBTQ plus community, making Texas a less desirable place for doctors, professional women, and businessmen. Definitely vote, probably vote, or it makes no impact.
Definitely vote.
Thank you. Jasmine Simon is a successful partner in one of the country's largest law firms who works to protect jobs by defending some of America's largest companies against meritless lawsuits. Definitely vote, probably vote, or it doesn't make
impact.
No impact.
No impact. How many more? How many more questions?
We are at 70%. We only have 30% left. We almost done. Probably 5 more minutes. Is that okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. Liz Ginsburg is the other candidate in the House Democratic primary. Liz was the 2022 Democratic nominee and is a respected Dallas lawyer, a working mom who runs her own small law firm, and longtime local Democratic Party activist. Liz's top issues include restoring reproductive rights, advocating for common sense gun safety laws, fully funding public schools, and expanding Medicaid. Based on all of this information about both Jasmine Simon and Liz Ginsburg, which one will you vote for if you had to choose today?
I honestly couldn't tell you based off of, they sound pretty similar.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much. Thank you. I really appreciate your honesty. Now, next, as you know, political campaigns these days often include negative statements about the candidates. Ray, if each of the following statements about Jasmine Simon and Elizabeth Ginsburg will cause you to definitely vote against them, probably vote against them, or it doesn't matter to you. Liz Ginsburg's losing record shows that she is not the right Democrat to win HB 108. in 2022 when other Democrats came within 1% of the Republican opponents, Liz Ginsburg lost by 13 points to Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer. And there is no reason to believe she is a stronger or more viable candidate against the Republicans today. Definitely vote against, probably vote against, or it doesn't matter to you.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, thank you. Jasmine's husband is a lawyer whose firm contributed money to Attorney General Ken Paxton, even though Paxton is a big MAGA Trump election denier and impeached for abuse of power. Definitely vote against, probably vote against, or it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Okay, thank you. Liz Ginsburg is lying about her loyalty to the Democratic Party. She is the only candidate who voted in a Republican primary when Democrats were winning and turning Dallas County blue. Definitely vote against, probably vote against, or it doesn't matter.
Probably vote against.
Okay, if Democrats are going to stand up to the extremists like Governor Abbott and Ken Paxton, they need effective fighters in the legislature. But Liz Ginsburg losing to Morgan Meyer by a large margin just 2 years ago shows that she is not able to bring the change Texas needs. Definitely vote against, probably, or it doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter.
Okay, thank you. Jasmine Simon is a big money corporate Democrat who just doesn't share the progressive values needed to fight the Texas Republican establishment. Definitely vote against, probably, or it doesn't matter. Okay, thank you so much. After hearing all of this information, which candidate, Liz Ginsburg or Jasmine Simon, will you vote for in the Democratic primary if you had to choose today?
Jasmine.
Thank you so much. Lastly, having heard all of the information in this poll, what would you say is the most or the one most important issue or policy position a successful Democratic candidate for Texas State House should fight for in a small statement?
Reproductive rights.
Reproductive rights. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Better public education.
Better public education. Thank you so much. Can you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 and 39, 50 and 54, 40 and 54, I'm sorry, 55 and 64 or 65 plus?
40 and 54.
Thank you. What is the last grade that you completed in school? 11th grade, 12th grade, 12 plus, college graduate degree?
Graduate degree.
Okay, thank you so much. Do you consider yourself to be liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I guess somewhere between moderate.
Okay.
Liberal.
Thank you. Okay, thank you so much. Which of the following best describes your ethnicity or racial background? Do you identify as Black, African American, Latino, Hispanic, Asian, Pacific Islander, Arab, Muslim, White, Caucasian, or other?
Black.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate your cooperation and every single one of your opinions. You have a good one.
All right, thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.